Okay, let's start. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jan-Marco Müller. I work for the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Vienna, IASA. And I would like to welcome you for a very special event. Knowledge is of no value unless it is put into practice, the playwright Anton Chekhov remarked over 100 years ago. Today, it is often observed that the link between knowledge and action is missing, which is why movements like Fridays for Future emerged. Now, if you want to move from knowledge to action, then I'm convinced it is not enough that scientists try to speak to people's minds. They also need to touch people's hearts. And that's the reason why at IASA we've established a few years ago a science and art initiative led by my colleague Gloria Benedict, where we try to embed artists into the daily research operations of the Institute. Now, inspired by the event of this, by the motto of this World Science Forum, Science, Ethics, and Responsibility, my colleague Gloria has worked in the past months with scientists and artists from Austria, from Hungary, from Poland, from Sweden, and the United States to develop a piece, a project which we are going to present today called Unearthing. Now, what you're going to experience now is a world premiere, which has been developed just for this occasion today. And may this work inspire you to unearth new connections between science, culture, ethics, and responsible action. Enjoy.
First, there was a world of bounty, with everything we could possibly want there for the taking. And take we did, from giant marsupials to saber-toothed tigers, from camels to mastodons. Slowly, without realizing it, we caused massive extinctions everywhere we went. This was thousands of years ago, but after creating the problem, we invented a way to solve it. Agriculture was born.
This is a nice story. But what if there is another way to look at what happened? What if there is a different perspective?
First, there was a harsh environment with danger around every corner. In order to survive, we had to fight giant marsupials and saber-toothed tigers, camels and mastodons. But we were smarter than them. We learned to work together and pass on our knowledge to the next generations. We even designed a new technology so we could finally stop wandering. Agriculture was born. With agriculture came the need to control the weather.
Oh yeah!
Tlaloc.
Indra.
Freyr.
Bring forth the rain!
To give ourselves agency, we dreamed up a colorful array of weather gods.
Horus.
Chuck. Adad.
Jupiter.
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
At the same time, as we were trying to figure out who we were, we developed sophisticated ideas about our relationship to each other, the Earth, and the universe. With this last idea came a split between reason and emotion. Our consciousness was not an integrated experience. It was divided between the head and the heart. This evolved into the concept of an immortal soul connected to a physical body. Then later, the soul was lost. Thank you. adept at logic and math, the mind took over and gave us the scientific revolution. Nature became a machine, tasked with producing ad infinitum for our benefit.
Actually, it was not that dramatic. Let's go back a bit. With the mastery of rational thought, and later, logic and math, it was almost inevitable that we would arrive at one of our greatest achievements, science. Then, over the years, science helped us gain greater control over our environment. Never before have so many people enjoyed this level of well-being.
In any case, today, unlike thousands of years ago, when we caused the extinction of the megafauna, we can see what we're doing. We can recognize that we have reached the end of the path that leads to limitless consumption. We even have words for it.
Planetary boundaries.
Carrying capacity.
Climate change.
Biodiversity loss.
And we have a sense of how to correct our course. But what should we do?
Reduce consumption.
Small communities.
Ethics.
Environmentalism.
We have mastered so much in our thousands of years of evolution. But we know there can be serious side effects to progress. So we are prepared to use our tremendous problem-solving abilities to get the situation under control. We even have the tools.
Artificial intelligence.
Nanotechnology.
Carbon capture and storage.
Genetic engineering.
But which one should we use?
For thousands of years, we have pondered over our role and our relationship to the Earth. Today, it is interesting to be alive at the exact moment when a crucial decision has to be made. Do we scale back and learn to live within the limits of our planet? Or do we rise up to the level of gods by engineering the weather?
The result of our evolution is a greater understanding of how the world works. Equipped with this unprecedented scientific and technological know-how, we now have capacities we never had before. It is our responsibility to use these capacities wisely by contributing to the well-being of all human beings.
We care about the Earth. We care about its inhabitants. We have always managed to adapt and to survive.
We are creative. We're smart. We have figured out ways to feed millions before.
Our greatest gift is our ability to form community through meaningful connections.
Our greatest gift is our ability to innovate our way out of crisis.
We propose organic agriculture, reforming institutions, and changing our habits around water.
Small-scale distributed facilities that harness renewable energy, and reforestation and afforestation. But first of all, less consumption.
We propose crop modification, desalination, and technological innovations.
Large-scale solar farms, smart grids, and geoengineering.
People around the world are pushing the governments to accelerate transformation. Climate change is a global catastrophe in the making, and Paris Agreement isn't working. So now you are all here in Budapest, representing your countries to negotiate a new agreement. You need to decide on very specific and obligatory measures for all countries to reach net zero emissions before it's too late.
All countries need to invest a percentage of their GDP in renewable energy technologies and carbon capture and storage.
Fuel extractions need to stop within 10 years.
All countries should share their climate technology for free.
We need the global tax on the richest.
Climate action? I've got better things to do.
You're right. I'm dressed up. I'm going to a party.
There is so much talk about climate change. But I have other things to do. I don't care. You are scaring us what will happen in 50 years. But how can you know? If there is a problem, we will solve it. In the meantime, we don't want to change our lifestyle. You spend all your time worrying about future generations. But what about us who are alive today? Eco-warriors, destroy our economy! Eco-warriors, destroy our economy! Eco-warriors, destroy our economy!
People around the world argue what needs to be done. Some of them believe that technology is the solution. Others think that the harmony of nature is most important. Others deny that climate change is an issue. And some others are disengaged and they already left. What are you going to propose? You might still be in shock with responsibility assigned to you. I hope you get notices from your ambassadors. But there is no time to lose. It's time to start negotiations. First, you need to decide your priorities. Do you believe that the technology is critical to solving climate crisis?
Unleash creativity.
We must find ways to use renewable energy.
Or do you think that harmony with nature is most important for a safe future for our children?
Community and care.
Less is more.
There is no time to lose. So now, when you hear the drums, I want you to choose the priority. If you believe more in technology, then I want you to move on this side of the room. If you believe in harmony with nature as the major priority, I want you to move on this side of the room. So you cannot stay in the middle. You have to move. Please go now.
Technology, come on, creativity, innovation. Let's be honest. Thank you.
You can't stay in the middle. You might want combined solutions, but for now, you have to choose. Technology, this side, nature, this side. Please move to one side.
Technology can solve problems for the whole world.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. So, the next step of our negotiations, I'm going to ask you, in the moment when you hear the drums, to form small groups of four people. And when you get to these groups, in a moment, you start discussing the solutions. Each group is supposed to work one specific solution and send it to Slido. So you can connect to the Wi-Fi here, go to the website slido.com and put this code H541. Then you choose the session Unearthing. It's enough only for one person in the group to do this. So, once again, when you hear the drums, form small groups, start discussion, and you will have only 5 minutes. There is enormous time pressure. Please go now. minutes. You have one more minute. One more minute. Send your solutions to Slido. Last possibility. Each group, please send your solution to Slido. Okay, thank you. Time is over. Thank you for your extremely hard work that you did. I know the time pressure is enormous and you don't have so much time. So let's see what solutions we get. Please, I need to direct your attention now to the screen. We need to discuss what have you proposed. So we have, why not both? But let's look at this one. Eat less.
Yeah, but it depends what you eat.
Yeah. Eat smart.
Okay, the next one. Eco-friendly products.
Yes, that's the right way.
Yeah, that's for the privileged people. We need to find solutions for the whole world, not just for a few elitists.
Education. More renewables, more sustainable agriculture, renewable energy.
Yeah, we can agree with
this. Sustainable agriculture is not going to feed the whole world. We need crop modifications.
Education, definitely.
Carbon tax to plant trees.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the way how we should start.
That's a bit not specific enough. Who is going to be taxed here? We need the rich people to invest into innovation.
I love honesty. Yeah,
with the honesty, I can really agree. Everybody should be honest.
Restore natural forest restoration.
For sure, yes, thank you.
That's very nice, but it's not a scalable solution.
Teach small communities to use innovative technology to keep sustainable and save the planet.
Why is it always the small communities who have to change first?
Let's look at this one. Adaptation first. All resources should be allocated to improve the quality of life in a changing climate. Smart cities, geoengineering, weather manipulation, urban agriculture.
Only rich people. Any
no
chance
way.
Then? No. No, this is a betrayal for humanity.
No, I don't like. We don't like this either.
We don't like it.
No. We can still get climate change under control.
So we can see that people still disagree with these solutions. So let's try another time. And I need again your attention. I'm so glad to see so much engagement. But you need to listen for a moment as the delegates of the countries. Now we are going to try again, but do this differently. This time, first I would like to ask all the people who were prioritizing technology to raise your hand. Please now, all technology people, raise your hand. thank you. Please keep your hand up for a moment. Please keep your hand up. And now I would like you to mix. So we are going now to create mixed groups. So keep your hands up, and when you hear the drums, walk across the room and create the mixed groups. So both nature and technology is represented. And the task is still the same. What solution are you going to propose in order to address climate crisis? Please go now. One more minute, you don't have much time. Send solutions to Slido. Okay, thank you. Time is over. Time is over. So, I have this difficult task now, again, to get your attention. Please, let's get back to what we can call plenary session. The time was enormous pressure, so I very appreciate your hard work. And it might have been more difficult to work with people who has different worldviews. But now we are going to see if we were able to find more inclusive solutions this time.
What is the story we will tell thousands of years from now?
And how can we make sure that we are still here to tell it?
We need to protect this fragile planet that is our home. But, and it hurts me to say this, we also need to be open to new technologies. Otherwise,
we need to use all the tools we have, and even the tools we don't have yet, to correct our course and get back on track. But, and I'm not happy to say this, we also need to adjust the way we live. Otherwise,
the story doesn't end well.
For anyone, including those who have been blind.
Those who don't want to see what is in front of us.
Or don't want to care.
But there is a shared path.
Yes, a common vision where our two stories are still not one and the same.
But overlap enough to get us out of this crisis.
With dignity and grace.
And now the buffet is open, and you are all invited to enjoy the evening.